Okay.
All right, Mr. Deli, so tell me.
I'll drop you back.
So tell me, what do you see as the future of Africa?
Look, the future of Africa is bright. The challenge for Africa is leadership. As much of the world longs for leadership, Africa longs for government and business leaders to step forward on a consistent basis to provide the sort of governments that the African people deserve. Enormous resources into the 21st century. Many people think the 20th century was a lost century for Africa. We cannot let that happen again.
Now, whilst you were in the White House on two different occasions, you spearheaded a move between strong bilateral relations between Africa and the U.S. What do you see as the prospect of it?
Well, I think we do have a strong... Obviously, Africa is not one entity. There are numerous countries, so you cannot treat Africa as one. And I think the prospects are bright. Many U.S. companies have been in Africa for years and have done quite well. And African companies that have grown and gone global now are doing more and more business in the U.S. So I think the relationship is tough. These are tough economic times for much of the world. Africa has enormous resources. But to use them in a proper way and then bring the benefits of that back to the people is the big challenge for the leaders.
Now, you enumerated a number of projects that President Obama has done for Africa. What do you say to people who said they expected more relationship or stronger bilateral, multilateral relation with Africa?
I would say that you cannot disregard the worst economic crisis to hit our country in over 100 years, that hit us over the last 5-6 years. So his number one priority, obviously, has been to try to get the U.S. economy back in shape. So that has been a single priority.
Now, let's talk about China's influence in Africa. China has been investing a lot of money, although you have a lot of American companies investing in Africa. What do you see as the advantage that the U.S. has, and what do you see as the closer relation between Africa, the 54 so countries in Africa and the U.S.?
Obviously, the major challenge for the U.S. is most of the Chinese companies that come here have a substantial government ownership. And they are directed, if they are not controlled, they are directed by the government. So the projects and the involvement here, it's much different than our system, where the government can encourage and try to create and help create a system. Obviously, U.S. companies and U.S. government will not encourage companies to go into parts of the world that do not treat their people properly, do not have the right governance, transparency, for the sort of business that we think should be done. So it's a major challenge for the U.S. But the challenge for the African governments, in my opinion, and the business people, is to have investment, true investment, and over long term, that will help the people of Africa, not just help the companies from other parts of the world.
You expressed such confidence in President Obama's re-election. Why?
Because I think the American people, in the end, understand that we have gone through the worst economic crisis, that he has tried mightily. He has made and helped to keep our economy, albeit slower than what we would like, growing. And unemployment in the private sector continuing to grow, albeit too small. So I think there's a... I was very clear in saying that this is a very tough election. Make no mistake about it. It will be very close.
Now, so what should African countries expect? Last one. African countries expect from President Obama's second term in office?
I think you'll see him continue to improve the U.S. economy, which if our economy improves, as has been proven over the last number of years, if the U.S. economy is strong, it gives great opportunity for the rest of the world, including Africa, to get stronger.
Thank you very much.